Welcome to Kentucky State Fair on the Air. Our coverage today brought to you by presenting sponsor Farm Credit Mid-America, also Raider Auction Company, Trigg County Farm Bureau, H&R AgriPower, and by Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll have a report from the Kentucky State Fair coming up in just a moment.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Always good to visit with our friend, Mr. David Beck, President and CEO of Kentucky Venues. And good morning to you, Mr. Beck. How are you?
Good morning. Good to see you guys.
Good to have you on with us today. And good, thank you for this opportunity. I mean, you're a part of the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line, have been the last several years, and had saw the opportunity to bring Kentucky State Fair on the air to life. Tell us about this year.
Well, it's exciting. You know, one of our goals, besides having a successful fair, is have representatives of each of Kentucky's 120 counties. That's the number I look at. And for the last 5 years, we've been able to accomplish that goal. And inviting all the radio stations in, like you, to come in early for the fair may cause it to be on people's radar and plan their activities, to make plans over the next 11 days to join us here. So that's part of the strategy, is get the word out. People are so busy, they may not even realize it's that time again. So we want to encourage people to participate.
You know, and last night we were walking up the hallway to the commissioner's dinner, and you're thinking, okay, got to see this, we got to go here, got to go there, because there's just such an excitement in the air when the State Fair gets here, isn't it?
It is. You know, I encourage people really, seriously, to go to our website, kystatefair.org, or pull the app down and plan their visit. Even though they may have been here many years in a row, all of our gates are now open. We've got some new parking lots that are paved and ready to go. That way they can plan their day and save the steps. They can choose where they want to park, which gate to come in, and go ahead and make plans for the day.
How exciting is it for our new wing out on the north side of the property to be underway too? Tell us about that.
Oh, we're so excited. You know, you and I have had a lot of conversations about that. This facility has such a huge impact on so many people in Kentucky's economy. And I believe you have to take care of your facilities, take care of your people, or you can't take care of your clients and your guests. So part of that was refurbishing the property and adding new buildings, getting ready for the next generation. And so the General Assembly, I'm so appreciative of what they did. They provide the funding. They didn't just write a check. We presented a business plan. They analyzed it. They saw a return on investment and decided they want to invest in this property so people can continue to have these experiences going forward.
You know, and last year at the Kentucky State Fair, Mr. Beck, we actually broke ground. Ceremony broke ground for that. But to actually see the work starting, that's even more exciting.
Yeah, you know, so many people have told me, Alan, that they were surprised how much that building is going to be for its size. 350,000 square foot. That's a big footprint. And it's on the north side of Freedom Hall, and people walk by and can see through the fence the big hole in the ground and construction going on. And then once we get the keys to that one, we'll be adding a new one, another 250,000 square feet. So we're probably the top five or six in size in the country. Largest indoor state fair, 1.2 million square feet of climate control, contiguous property. But going forward, we'll be increased that by several hundred thousand feet. So we'll be one of the biggest in the country.
And that amazes me. And the number of shows, you know, we talk Kentucky State Fair, North American National Farm Machinery Show, but the number of shows and events you guys do every year is amazing here.
It really is. We had over 270 shows last year, 7.2 million people, 6.3 million coming through this facility, and 930,000 are for property downtown Louisville. So it has an impact. About 78% of the hotel rooms in this region are occupied by people. Over 110 countries last year. So many people's first visit to Commonwealth Kentucky or to Louisville, Central Kentucky, may be attending one of our events. I think that's important for people to see what we have to offer. It's an opportunity for people to invest, do business with Kentucky, but also helps recruit employees and helps with retention of existing people. So there's a lot of benefits to these activities beyond just the attendance of a 1, 2, or 3, 4 day event.
So how many people do you think that you'll end up seeing throughout, like, just the state fair weeks? I mean,
we would anticipate, based on historical numbers, well over 600,000 people.
Oh, wow.
And the numbers are important, but the thing that's important to me, and you and I have talked about this before, I like to see representatives and exhibitors from each of Kentucky's 120 counties. I hope those young people have the same experience as I did. Growing up, coming to state fair, I say it's the largest classroom in Kentucky. both for young people as well as adults. You walk through these doors, you'll see something you've not seen before. You may learn something, but also it's like a homecoming. So many people come and visit on an annual basis. It's neat to see that too, particularly in the livestock barn.
I think it's neat. And, you know, as you mentioned, you grew up coming to the Kentucky State Fair just like I did, just like now
yes.
Jenny has as well. So favorite memories of the State Fair over the years? What did you always enjoy about the State Fair when you were growing up?
Well, quite frankly, I enjoy seeing the people. When you've been around out like you and I have and all, you get to know a lot of people around the state. So I always enjoy seeing people and visiting. I enjoy the food. I'm a FFA guy. I grew up judging and showing, so being able to spend some time watching the FFA and 4-H kids compete, that's exciting. I enjoy seeing the livestock. And, you know, livestock has changed over the years as far as the confirmation and all, and see the changes in livestock, talk with the owners or breeders, the young people that are showing. I really enjoy that part of it as well.
And I think that's it. Did you ever see yourself as a young person coming here, Mr. Beck, say, I might run this one of these days?
No, I never thought about that. You know, it never entered my mind. Being from Lyon County down in western Kentucky, we came to Louisville, went to Nashville, St. Louis, Memphis, went to Mid-South Fair down in Memphis. But we would make it here for the Farm Machinery Show, the Tractor Pull, North America. We make it here for the State Fair. And you just never know where you may wind up in the future. You know, I retired from Farm Bureau, had a wonderful career. I enjoyed Farm Bureau, working in all the counties and states around the country. But they asked me if I'd come in and do this, and I view it a lot like public service. Not trying to build a resume, been there, done that. I view it like public service. What can we do? I'm a big believer. You got to take care of your facilities. You got to take care of your people if you're going to take care of your guests and clients. So that's what we're trying to do. We got a wonderful staff team, got a great board, a wonderful State Fair board, and now we're having to upgrade our facilities to go along with that.
And I think it's so important to have that great State Fair Board because they really buy into it and see the vision for what you're trying to do here.
Yeah, we do lots of shows, but agriculture is our purpose. We'll never sacrifice anything as it relates to agriculture, but we bring a lot of others out. Every industry you can think of is represented during our properties on an annual basis.
And you're talking about the people. I mean, you go around and all of the staff members are glad to greet you. I mean, this morning, it was 5 o'clock in the morning, and we had people saying, good morning, you know, how are y'all doing today? And I'm like, how are y'all awake at this time of day?
Yeah.
But it's just something about getting to connect with the people that you probably haven't seen in a year or so, you know, since the last State Fair. It's just getting to spend time with people, whether you're in the livestock barn or you just see them out and about.
Yeah. You know, we want our people to enjoy their work. We want our people to be proud of where they work, what they're associated with it. And I meet with them, do a town hall meeting regularly with all of our staff, do a Q&A with them and talk with them. And I say, you know, I don't know how to do your specific job. You're the expert out there. You need to give me ideas and things that you think we can do to be more efficient, better. And I think that two-way conversation is really good for our people. They can ask me anything they want. If I don't know the answer, we'll find somebody that does. But I get a lot of good feedback. And we want them to take pride in where they work. So you come through the gate or you see our people here in housekeeping or maintenance or whatever they may be doing, they'll say, good morning, how you doing today? Can I help you find you where you want to go? And that enthusiasm, I believe, is contagious.
I think so, too. It really sells across the property. Very important that you have that. So as far as Kentucky State Fair on the air, really kind of a vision of you and Commissioner Schell to put this together, Mr. Beck. And what a neat opportunity this is, as you mentioned, bringing radio stations all across the state.
Right. And a number of the stations like you have suggested we consider something like this. So that's another one of those ideas. And you know, I've always said an idea is worth a dollar. Ability to implement is worth a million. We all have a lot of good ideas, but I enjoy seeing it from just a few weeks ago, hatching the idea and talking to people, and here we are this morning, and you and Jenny and others around the state being here this morning to kick off the fair. It's pretty exciting to see that come together.
Can't wait to have a great fair, Mr. Beck. Thank you so much for all you do for helping us throughout the year. We appreciate it. If I ever have a question or anything, I send Mr. Beck a text. He gave me his cell phone number years ago, and he'll get right back to me.
I've got one last question for you, Mr. Beck. What is your favorite fair food?
Well, I love the pork chop, the ribeye sandwich. I'm a corn dog guy, too. I got to have my corn dog. And I try all the ice cream booths.
Nothing wrong with that, is it?
No, not at all, yes.
That's right. I love it. Mr. David Beck with us, Kentucky Venues, President and CEO. We appreciate it. Great opportunity to be here with you. Thank you so much, and always look forward to working with you.
Good to see both of you, and thank you for what you do. You help get the word out to a lot of people. Very important service, and thank you for what you do.
Reporting from the Kentucky State Fair, I'm Alan Watts.